There was a lot of crying in my household after my daughter died. I realized, though, after a few days, my wife was crying more than I was, and I wasn't sure what that meant, difference between men and women or whatever. What role do tears and overt crying play in the grieving process?
Crying is a very, very interesting behavior on the part of people, but it's also kind of a phenomenon. Some people cry in public. Some people cry in private. I think the key is that we should cry. It's a normal, natural grief emotion. There was a man by the name of Dr. William Fry who years ago brought 400 people into a laboratory and had them peel an onion. Normal reflex response, those people cried, they took the tears, put the tears under a microscope, they found nothing but water and salt. They took the same 400 people and brought them into a movie theater and had them watch two sad movies where people died, and when the participants cried, they took the tears, put the tears under a microscope, and they found water, salt, and a toxic enzyme by the name of enkephalin. It's produced by the brain when a person is sad. It has an opiate effect upon the body, and then it's removed from the body by the individual crying. It all happens very, very quickly, and it happens multiple times during the course of a day. But I think it is important to cry. Dr. Fry's conclusion was that if an individual did not cry during moments of grief and sadness, enkephalin could possibly remain in the body and build up to the point of causing biological or physiological harm. Now, like I said, some people cry in private, some people cry in public, but I do think it's important to cry. I should give you a footnote to all this. Dr. Fry also said that some of the enkephalin, which is considered waste, could be removed through sweat. So oftentimes I say to people, you know, you need to increase your exercise, or if you haven't exercised, you need to consult with your physician, and then you need to start an exercise routine where you actually sweat during your days of grief. And so if you exercise and if you cry, you're really cleansing your body, and it's very, very good for you.
Men, I imagine, cry less than women because society tells us that it's a sign of weakness. Do you ever, because I don't recall it in our conversations, do you recommend that people cry, or do you say if you want to cry, just let it go?
Well, I recommend that people cry. And yes, you're right. Men many times are resistant to that, although I think probably things are much better than they were 20 years ago. But I recommend that everybody cry, that they have their moments talking to the loved one and sitting and thinking about the loved one. And sometimes the tears come more when you're alone than when you're in public. But when you tell the story and when you talk about the loved one, there should be moments in that conversation. And if you're talking to someone else, moments in that dialogue that you may be overwhelmed with grief. And the very natural response when you're overwhelmed with grief is to cry. Tears are good. There's no other way to look at it. Tears are good. If you absolutely have not cried or cannot cry, then I would be concerned about that. And I would check in with a therapist, a counselor, and just say, this is one of my concerns. Very, very good and very, very cleansing.
Last question about that would be, I guess the phrase, cry it out, makes sense. And I imagine that crying after a certain point may be discouraged. Or are you talking about crying as the initial stages or for the first few years, or can crying happen at any time during grief?
Well, first of all, since it's a natural response, I think it plays itself out. When my father died, my mother would call me and she would say, I'm crying uncontrollably. I can't stop. And we would talk for a little bit, and eventually she would stop. And she would always tell me at the end of the conversation, I feel much better having done that. And so it's kind of like the waves of the sea. It comes and it overwhelms you, and then there's a little reprieve, and you feel better about it. And I also think, and this is very, very important, Eli, but I also think that over time, there is a lessening of intensity and frequency of grief behavior. And a person needs to think about that. And by the way, we'll talk about this maybe another time, but it's a good reason to keep a journal so you can look back and see how you were 6 months ago, 8 months ago. But you should look for those lessening of intensity and lessening of frequency of grief behavior. And a good way to measure that is through your tears. It should lessen, and there should be less days of crying, and when you do cry, less intensity in your tears.